South Sudan's Refugee Affairs Office says it doesn't have the resources to help an estimated 300,000 refugees from Sudan's war. That means thousands are short of food and other basic supplies. The dire situation for Sudanese refugees in Yei, Central Equatorial State, prompted a peaceful demonstration at the Refugee Affairs Office on Monday. Abdul Salam, a refugee who is the chairperson of Darfur Refugee Affairs, emphasizes the urgent need for assistance as a new wave of refugees flee the increasing fighting in Sudan's Darfur region.
Before there is the pillar one for the refugees, including assistance, some food items. Now our people are suffering. People are sharing homes with their relatives here. First of all, we are appreciating the government for giving us the protection here in Yei. But what we need, it is for the UN Shara to look at us. We have some people are suffering. They have some diseases. Others, they are not. Their kids, they are not going to the schools.
The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, estimates about 140,000 Sudanese refugees have arrived recently, joining the 200,000 already in South Sudan. Refugee Habaya Kemi says it's hard to find food and water for her family of five. And she says people are crowding in homes, mosques and sports clubs.
Our situation is not good. We have children and elderly people, and all of these people are sick. In this country, more rains and no plastic shed and houses. Every day, the rain falls on us, and all things expensive here. No food, no schools, and the country doesn't have electricity. And also, in all these houses, you find one house size 7 or size 5, and others size 4, and they are situation is very worse, to the extent others live inside the mosque, others inside sport clubs, and every day more people come in.
Julius Taban Philip is the Assistant Commissioner for Refugees Affairs in Yei. He says last year UNHCR cut funding for refugee services in Yei, leading to the current problems.
The reason is not known to us, because I really saw them, they are badly need and they need humanitarian support. When they came with their concerns, they need support from everything that is supposed to be the refugees. I told them at the moment, we as the government, we have no funding. UNHCR has stopped the funding from Yei. Our role is now to do the protection of all of you.
Andre Mazurenko, Senior Interagency Coordination Officer at UNHCR, says the Sudanese refugees can settle wherever they like, but in camps. It's harder to help them because of limited resources, especially in Yei.
They chose to stay longer in Yei, even though they were informed there would be no assistance. I'm also surprised to hear that now they come back and say, well, now we need assistance. We've been transparent from the very beginning about the limitations of Yei and what would happen. Therefore, it's also their choice to continue to stay in there.
Taban urges UNHCR to reconsider its funding policy in light of the deteriorating situation for Sudanese refugees in Yei.
To be very honest, we really need to help these people. They are badly off and they need to be supported. And my appeal to UNHCR, being it the sub-office in Yei or the head office in Juba or in Geneva, we really need to retain the Pillar 1, which was scrapped off last year, so that we can support these refugees who are badly off, especially the new one, this one that came from Darfur, from the conflict now. They are badly off. Others are sleeping in the churches, in the mosque. Others are in one house, about 10 of them, and even the house you see is dilapidated.
UNHCR estimates that since the outbreak of the conflict in Sudan in April 2023, over 8.6 million people have been displaced, with millions more fleeing to neighboring countries. In response to escalating violence, the United States government yesterday imposed sanctions on two Rapid Support Forces commanders for their role in leading operations in Darfur. For VOA News, this is Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.